This feels weird.
Look at it. It's a big old mutant J.
Mutant J. Oh, alright.
He's got all sorts of knobs.
Can you pull up that doc that I made, even though it's very sparse? I don't really even need it, but...
Did anyone in Mortal Kombat have anything that looked like this?
I saw a really fun... So, on Failblog, like, one of their things is about video games called, like, Bob's Video Game Den.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Have you ever seen that?
Didn't you post something about choices?
Yeah, well, there was a good one, too. I didn't post. It was, like, Mortal Kombat, right? And it was Sub-Zero ripping off Scorpion's head, and you see him, and he's like, yeah! And then it pans to the crowd, and everybody's like, yeah, but there's, like, a wife Scorpion, a little kid Scorpion, and, like, an older kid Scorpion, and they're just, like, horrified. I thought that was hilarious.
That's pretty good.
All right. Dogs go.
So the French police.
Please. Whistle go. Whoa.
Whistles go. Whoa. It's only in the morning.
That's only in the morning. You should be making breakfast or something.
Good evening, guys. We're back here at DEFCON 1.
Saddle again.
We're back in the saddle again. Back on the high life again.
That's right.
We should just do me just doing Steve Winwood, all day.
You want to try that out a little bit? A little Steve Winwood?
Well, let's see. What else did he have?
It was well, you can just even
he did higher love.
Give me a higher
love. Give me a higher love. Give me... What's the second? Screw it.
It's the higher love. I've been something, something.
Well, the nice thing about Winwood is he can just kind of mumble through.
That's
me,
true.
I've got such good diction.
That's true.
And that's pronunciation.
That's not something that you can do very well.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm.
When I do my spoken word, Steve Winwood, it will not fly off the shelves. But welcome nonetheless. Here's Teej.
Hello, everybody. I think we...
Oh, you're fine.
Oh, the thing like fell.
Well, don't look at it.
Jesus.
The mic
you
problem.
You looked at it improperly.
I know, it's true. Hey, everybody. It is me, El Topo, and this is the fucking Molho Radio Show. Woo, woo! Whistles go. Woo!
I don't need for decoration.
That's only...
How can you hear a decoration?
That's only for decoration. That's right. We talk about internet videos that are 5 years old on the Molho Radio
Show.
Making
breakfast or something.
This is me, El Topo. Over there is Gogs, from the fucking... Where did you go?
Caymans.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Shovel.
That's what they talk about.
Yeah, they
another
do.
Another shrimp on the bar.
And that is Vinny.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. You, sir.
Bumbaclad rude boy.
It's good. It's good to be back. And that was Vinny's guitar.
That sounded like the opening chord to...
It did. It was...
To, what was that Journey song? Just a small town. Well, not that part, but the first one.
It smells like natural gas in here.
It does.
We don't all explode.
Now play classical gas.
Now
with one string. Play classical gas on one string.
God, I saw this thing on YouTube the other day, and it was called, like, One String Willie, and, like, he has, like, a series of YouTube videos.
Right.
It's this guy that plays acoustic guitar, and he plays with one string only. And he has videos with... At all six strings, like, individually.
Mm.
It's incredibly annoying.
That's pretty tough.
But it just sucks.
Yeah, he's right. It's pretty tough.
But it's just irritating. No, it's not tough.
Why is it
question.
Yes.
Why are those strings so much longer than the guitar?
You cut the ends of the strings. It's...
But why sell you all the superfluous string?
Because would you rather them sell it and it be too short and then you wouldn't
Nobody
be able
wants.
To...
I thought guitars were pretty standard length.
No, and some players like a little bit of slack in their line.
Right.
It's all about preference. So.
Got it. It's a lot
it's
of slack.
America.
Yeah.
It's a fuck ton of
if
slack.
If you're a punk rocker, you put the strings on, but then you don't cut off the edges and all the fucking business is hanging
right.
off the top.
It's like a fucking tomahawk.
But anyway. So... It's been a while since we've had everybody back. Well, let's just to be honest. Gog sucks, and he's never around because he's too good for the show.
He's busy being on vacation all the time.
Yeah, what's up with that? I mean, honestly, in the year 2010, how many vacations have you gone on?
I was actually thinking about that earlier. It's been a bunch.
How many?
So my buddy, so Taylor got married in
Tampa.
You
know, in case you haven't noticed, recession's over.
And in 2009, according to that report.
Good.
I went to that cruise in February.
Streets are paved with gold. gold of gogs.
I went to Vegas in March.
You went to Vegas in March.
So cruise in February.
We're not done yet.
Vegas in March.
Cruise in February. Vegas in March. This is the sound of TJ getting angry silently, by the way.
Twice, didn't
Not this year.
Not this year. Oh, that was... all right, so we got two.
Where else did I go? Well, I went to with Vinny on vacation. All right. That was in August. I don't know if I went anywhere in between.
All right, so that's three.
I might have gone somewhere. I just got back from Cayman.
So that's four.
And in two weekends, I might be going out to Chicago.
That's five.
You are going
out. Five vacations. Yeah. Five vacations in a year. I haven't had five vacations. If we somehow jump into the future, which I think we will.
We might later.
If we jump in the future 50 years, I doubt if you go back and go, hey, TJ, how many cases have you had in the last 50 years? I might have two under my belt. Maybe two. So me and Vinny, we came to the hypothesis that you, sir, have absolutely no reason to be upset ever.
Ever. Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, probably.
So
what do you hate?
So what do I hate? Yeah. Speaking of vacations, you know how sunny it is in Cayman? Jeez.
No.
Where is the Cayman Islands, by the way?
Just south of Cuba.
We couldn't figure that out.
Where the hell is Cuba?
Just south of America.
Oh.
All right, I'm
going to
go upstairs.
Pizza Tracker!
Pizza Tracker! I'm trying to fall apart while I'm going.
I was trying to... go ahead, guys. So, what do you hate this week?
This week, apropos enough, American Airlines, air travel, and Miami International Airport. I'm just going to roll it all into one big travel hate. So... and to do it'll be fine.
The microphone just keep don't touch it.
Okay,
it keeps.
It's like an Indiana Jones thing. Yeah, swap over. So to demonstrate it, I'm just gonna read most of the letter I've already started writing to American Airlines.
You're writing a letter to.
Well, American I'm gonna make it digital, but I didn't have access to a computer at the time, so I was scrawling this out in fury.
Oh, please read from it.
Much like, and this is basically aping on Vinny's thing, but whatever, I don't give a shit.
Vinny's thing was very good.
It was better than this one.
May I say the best moment of the show ever?
Probably.
Yeah,
probably.
I think so. Yeah.
All right, and this is...
Muhammad blowing me was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
That was back in the
early
talk
on,
shoe days. Man. That was... We were out on the fringe back then.
Jesus. All right, so this is on glorious Hilton Miami Airport stationery. Now, why was I at the Miami Airport Hilton? Stay tuned. To whom it may concern, congratulations! American Airlines has successfully caused me and my wife to miss our first flight ever. They say you never forget your first. On October 5th, 2010, we flew out of BWI on flight 1745. That flight was supposed to leave BWI at 3:40 p.m., arriving at Miami at 6 p.m. From there, we were supposed, note the pattern, to catch a flight leaving at 7 p.m. to Grand Cayman. Our flight did not leave BWI until 4:10. While this bothered me, I figured we'd still make it. We asked the flight attendant if we could move forward in the cabin to get us off the plane quickly. They moved us to the front row. We landed in Miami at 6:40. 40 minutes behind schedule, but still 20 minutes to make our next flight. Then we find out that our gate is occupied. American Airlines controls the entire concourse. Underlined. I didn't write fucking because I'm trying to be professional.
What does that mean, your gate was occupied? I don't understand.
There was another plane in our gate. In the gate we're supposed to dock at.
In the driveway of...
basically.
The driveway for the plane.
Right.
There was another plane.
Essentially, the airport was double parked.
Understood.
Why would another American Airlines jet be in our gate? Beats the shit out of me. As a result, we sat on the tarmac for 45 fucking minutes and got the pleasure of watching our plane take off without us.
So
you're
wait,
still complaining
so,
about vacation?
So, yes. So wait. You didn't use fucking before, but you used it the
I
second
broke down. There, I had a drink between the first... I went to dinner. I had a drink. While sitting on the plane, the flight attendants had the following helpful advice. Quote, there's nothing I can do. Unquote. Quote, please call reservations to make changes. Unquote. That's the one that took the cake. Or no, the one that took the cake was, I know some of you have tight connections, but so we're trying to work them out. An hour is not a tight connection. That is plenty of fucking time. That is why I scheduled that flight. So I call reservations, and they tell me that we've been rebooked for 7 p.m. the next day. If I wanted a 25-hour fucking layover, I would have spent half on the fucking tickets. Upon deboarding the plane 45 minutes late, might I add...
is deboarding the proper term?
I don't care. We were advised to go see rebooking. Rebooking was going to get us on the next plane. Rebooking didn't speak English. When we got to rebooking, she explained, we tried to get you on the next plane possible, but we put you in hotel for the night and you go at 7 tomorrow. No, not cool rebooking. She tells us that we can go.
Not cool rebooking.
We can try and catch the 8 o'clock Cayman Air flight. We run across the entire airport. If you've never been to Miami International Airport, it's a big fucking airport. My fat ass hauls itself across there only to find out that we can't catch that plane. We then go to another American Airlines station, where it's the only bit of good luck, sort of. This broad Anna tells us she can get us on the 1 p.m. flight the next day, but we still have to spend the night in Miami. We will be getting a free room at the glorious Miami Hilton. Miami Airport Hilton, might I add, not the regular old Miami Hilton. That's too nice. And we will get $10 a person for dinner, which we can spend at the Miami Airport Hilton's restaurant. The cheapest thing on the Miami Airport Hilton's restaurant menu is $16. And it's a salad.
Oh, really?
Yes!
$16 salad.
So I still got to spend $50 on dinner.
Gold flake. Yeah. Gold flake lettuce.
It's it's served with croutons that were cooked over a piece of the True Cross.
Now that I pay $16.
Yeah, right, you know. When finally getting on the plane, we got to Grand Cayman, got our luggage, enjoyed a week. Now flying back, less dramatic, but still shitty. Our plane was still late. We were still held on the tarmac at BWI for 40 minutes because, once again, your asses don't know how to park shit. The only positive experience I've had is that whilst in the Miami airport, I was able to see Sarah J., the voluptuous porn star, eat a bagel and ask where the luggage carousel is.
No way!
Yes!
Awesome! Big fan right here.
Yeah.
Big fan. Did you tell you were a fan?
I did. My wife was standing right there. I didn't really know how to go about it. She had like a weird mat with her. I didn't know what was going on.
Mat. I told
like
you.
Like a sex mat.
Well, I texted you. I said you should have screamed at her, I masturbate to you!
A regular baby.
It took me, I lift my head up. I'm like, okay, we gotta go to the... And I just fall silent. And Liz is like, what?
That
I'm like, fall back.
In a lifetime chance.
I was like, fall back 3 steps.
You could have said anything.
It's too bad it's not Jaden James. Well, I think Bang Bros is based out of Miami.
Yeah, Miami's big for porn stars. And I verified it on her Twitter. I found her Twitter. Verified.
Still didn't say hi.
No, I'm only gonna say, hey...
I masturbate to you.
Yeah.
You look good. How'd you look?
In my mind, I've come all over this area. And most of this area. You like black dudes a lot. Would be my next comment.
Wow.
Yeah. So as you like to remind us getting off of any of your flights, you know that we have a choice in air carriers.
And you don't give a shit.
And you're excited that we've chosen you. I'd like to let you know that if my mother was dying of kidney failure on the other side of the continent, and the only thing that would save her is me getting there on one of your flights, I would live with sadder Christmases. Wow. Fuck you. Fuck you ever so much.
So are you sending this?
Yeah, I'm going to type it up and...
I think you should.
I'm gonna send it daily until I get a response.
I think you should send it that way, like in your manic scribbling.
Well, it's mostly hieroglyphs. they get it, be like beetle, beetle, bird, sun, beetle.
What is this? A page from a coloring book?
I don't know, but he looks angry. Mm-hmm. It's written in blood.
And I'll send several Polaroids of me in various poses, like refer to picture 3, just be like going, come on.
Anything else?
No, man, that's all I got.
That's it?
Dude, everything else is dandy.
I'm disappointing. I'm disappointed, my name.
You are disappointing also.
Aw.
Mm. I don't like that shirt.
What?
That's a lie. I love that shirt.
I like this shirt.
This pizza's good.
All right, let's go pizza.
Dude, Domino's, you've stepped your game up, sir.
Really? Look, it's a beautiful... It looks good, too. Nothing up there.
No.
And they don't even use one of those stupid dealies.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, what's...
There's no Barbie end table.
What's the thing with the dealies? That little piece of plastic.
It keeps the top from getting on the cheese.
I don't think Papa John's uses that either.
Papa John's doesn't give it.
They have a reinforced box as well. If they don't have this corner piece in there, I think they do it.
Ah.
Pizza Hut does not have that corner piece.
Vinny.
What?
Do you hate anything?
I love everything.
I don't believe that. You hate 3-ring binders?
Mm.
Not particularly. I really...
The term missive?
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot out of that last tape when I got that guy fired.
Yeah, that was good.
So
we actually, you were upstairs getting the pizza, but I described that as the greatest moment on the show ever.
It was really good.
I don't know about that.
Yes, no.
It is. Was there any ever? Was there any additional?
Yeah, did you get
ever?
Any emails back from that guy or anything?
No. Well, like I said, I still.
He hasn't murder raped your family.
Well,
not yet.
Well, I'm constantly carrying a gun just in case.
Good to know.
Yeah. He's not lying. There was a bag of bullets. Jesus Christ!
Is it loaded?
Always.
There was a bag of bullets on his friggin'.
I didn't
bomb.
Bring any bullets for my gun.
Well, that was. I've seen you do smarter
things. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll keep thinking. I don't have anything right now. I honestly, like, life's pretty good.
Is there peppers on this pizza?
That's
requested. Roasted peppers. Red.
It's good.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Oh, I'm armed now, America.
Yeah, we already stole
we'll
that
get to that. We'll get to that in a minute.
Pens up.
But do you guys like to hear what I hate?
Mm-hmm.
All right. First of all, Gogs, or, excuse me, God, don't, that was awful. Vinny.
What?
I'm going to need your assistance on this.
Oh, Gogs.
I did.
And then awful.
Well, no, I called you Gogs, and then I realized what a horrible thing that is to call somebody.
Yes.
I need you to pull up the YouTubes, please.
Oh my God.
All right, my first hate. I have a few small hates, but this one just—it's irritating the shit of me. Can you bring up the song "Easy Lover" by Phil Collins? All right, now before you play this horrible fucking song, I have a guy at work that plays this song at least twice a day, daily. Why? Why? All right, now play the song. Please. Listen to my pain. This is the... This song is so fucking bad.
Epic.
This pizza is like the best thing ever.
Wait, here it comes.
Internet. Oh yeah, I remember this song. What's wrong with us, man?
Every day.
Every day.
Like three times a day.
Hey, if it's okay, that's enough.
Hold on, you gotta let the chorus play out.
It's like women jazzercise too.
Still. This is what I jazzercise.
I mean. How can you like this song that much? Like, I think what happened is... All right, you can kill it now. God damn.
Is he, like, in a new relationship or leaving an old relationship?
I don't know. I think what he does is he has an iPod shuffle, but he's too stupid to know how to put new music into it. Because, like, but I
so then, but then you'd be hearing the same songs five times a day or whatever.
I hear this song three times a fucking day.
Who likes... Do you hear other songs more often?
No. This is the only...
So you think he might have it on there three times?
Yeah.
That's the answer to that.
Well,
you know what? If it keeps him from going postal on your ass, like, maybe that's the one thing that keeps him from just cracking and killing everyone in the office.
I mean, right, ethically. But god damn, is it annoying. Like, every time I hear the song, I'm like, I'm the one that's ready to go fucking postal. I mean...
That'd be ironic.
You should go up to a stereo and hit it with a tack hammer.
You got a tack hammer, right?
I think so, yeah.
How about a pipe wrench?
A pipe wrench.
I know you got pipe wrenches.
Can you hear that Bud Light over there? Could you do that for me?
Yeah.
Thanks. Anyway, it's fucking irritating as shit. I don't know. I've never met a person that likes Phil Collins as much as this guy. And it's...
Phil Collins?
It'd be one... I don't think Phil Collins likes his music at all. It'd be one thing if it was like some other Phil Collins songs mixed in. I mean, it would still be annoying, but really, Easy Lover?
I can dance.
That's Genesis.
Yeah. Still Phil Collins.
But anyway, all right, that's hate number one. Hate number two. We have an election coming up. We've been talking about it.
Ugh.
So, I for some reason, we had the gubernatorial debate that was televised, local Maryland gubernatorial debate.
Right.
That was televised last night. For some reason, I decided to watch the whole fucking thing.
Oh.
Let me tell you.
You had nothing better to do?
No, let me explain. Well, I was bored, and I, you know, the hockey.
Dude, there's literally
the hockey game hadn't started yet, so anyway.
I'd rather slam the generals in a.
I was sort of interested, you know. General. I haven't really listened to anything that these people had to say so far in this campaign. And let me tell you something. I've been wondering why, like, people have been rallying behind these Tea Party idiots, and I figured it out last night because, like, these guys are so boring and like so bland and just. Like, it's just, everything is just the company stock
answer. The entire brand.
Like, at least, like, the Tea Party people are idiots, but, like, at least they're entertaining kooks.
Right.
Like, they're the same reason why people like guys like Glenn Beck, because they're just, like, they say wacky shit.
They're inflammatory.
Like, yeah. Like, the two guys last night, Ehrlich and O'Malley. O'Malley's the incumbent, and Ehrlich used to be the mayor, lost to O'Malley, and now he's running again, which seems weird to me. So, like, essentially, you're voting.
Nobody else wants that shit ass
it's
job.
A dumb, like, it seems to be a dumb election to me, but, like, the questions, when they weren't just the same bland answer you've heard 8 million times, they just, like, swipe at each other like little kids, and it was just the most annoying thing. Like, neither one have any personality. Like, they're just bland. I feel like you vote for either one, you're voting for the same guy.
Politicians are little kids. They're fucking children.
This is hands down has to be the most negative election cycle ever. It's all Washington Insider. It's all it is. It's all just, no one has anything positive to say. If you watch an ad for anyone nowadays, it's not what I will do. It's like, it's what this guy's gonna do.
Or what he did.
I mean, I don't know if it really applies, but I remember a long time ago, I was in retail, and I remember, like, the guy that was, like, the regional manager, he told everybody one time in this, like, training meeting, he's like, you know, you shouldn't badmouth the competition, you should just focus on what we do better.
Right.
And that makes, like, I know it's the
total, it's classy.
It's totally different, but it, like, makes the most sense to me. Like, why you sit there and, like, swipe at a guy. Like, why don't you fucking go, well, this is what I'm going to do. Right. Like, don't even acknowledge the other guy. If you really...
Don't mention him.
If you really hate him that much, and he's doing such a bad job, then
acknowledge.
Yeah, exactly. It would seem to be a more powerful move to not even acknowledge what he does.
Well, they think that a lot of the negative ads, I think the things are so negative, that's going to turn away people that wouldn't normally support that person.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, this is just so fucking bad, I'm not voting.
I mean, it's just, I don't know.
I don't know if I'll ever vote again.
I just feel, well, you said before that you're not going to vote for any incumbent.
Yeah, I might just not ever vote anymore.
Who are you voting for in the gubernatorial race?
I mean, I'm not.
They're almost both sort of
I might write you in.
I'd run Maryland really well.
You know what I'm going
to do?
I'm going to write myself
the time I would have typically spent going to vote and standing in line or masturbating.
Throw some knuckle children.
I'm going to go to Walmart, buy 5 or 10 gallon container and fill it with gasoline.
Right.
Yeah.
Because when one of those fuckheads gets into the office and eventually the financial collapse happens and gas prices shoot through the roof, I'll have 10 gallons of gasoline that I can get the fuck out with.
Until I light it on fire.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
But I mean, like, I don't know.
Because while you're out buying gasoline, I'm going to go buy me a Bow and Luke Duke style flaming bow and arrow set.
I don't like to drag the show down in political nonsense.
Don't worry, man.
It's just like, God damn. It was so like same boring white people. Like,
don't
just,
bring me down.
Don't bring me down.
Baruch.
All right.
That's what they say.
The next thing that I hate.
Oh, yeah. I have something real quick on that, though.
Go ahead.
So, there's all these negative ads or whatever, and there's all... one ad that's not negative, Barbara Mikulski, she's a local Maryland senator.
She's been a senator for
forever. She looks like the little short woman from Poltergeist.
Yeah, we talked about her before.
She is out there putting out her ad saying about what she's going to do to make things better. Fine and dandy. You know what I want? I want senators to come out and say, you know, when it's not election year, go, hey, by the way, I decided to buy some airtime and let you know what I'm doing to help you out. I know you don't have to vote for me this year. I know that. I'm just trying to keep you informed.
Yeah. They don't do that.
Or, you know, those fuckers that are, like, slinging sandwiches one day during an election year. It's like, it's Tuesday. Let's go to Joe's, like, Hossack Shack or whatever the fuck a Hossack is.
But maybe it's a Hossack?
I imagine it's a very meaty sandwich. Like, doughy.
Did you eat chicken?
And, like, I'm going to go sling some whatnot today. But, you know, he's not there. He doesn't even know anyone's name.
Right.
364 days
he's
out of
the
year.
He's doing the charity thing.
Right. You know what? I would love a politician that's out there getting it done every day. Yeah. And it's like, here's file footage of me literally helping people with no cameras. Well, I guess it couldn't be file footage. But
it's hidden cameras.
This is me just doing nice stuff. You know, this is me being a decent senator. And here's the other thing. How much money are they spending on these ads? We're in a fucking deficit. Like, a huge deficit. And they're running up these billion-dollar war chests.
Yeah. I don't get it. I mean, I just don't understand it all. But
we're all fucked.
I mean, whatever. We've already been fucked. But, anyhow, my next hate. And this one kind of hits home. Vinny.
Yeah.
I hate the fact that I feel like we're holding you back. You, sir, are one talented motherfucker. The our new show intro, Zombie Shed, is fucking amazing. I listen to it all the time.
Well, thank you.
I really do. And I actually think that it's the best thing you've ever done. And it's something that I think you could make it bigger than our little circle.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
Fuck it. I don't like anybody else.
I like it a lot. And
for you.
So everybody listen to that song. Go to the website. Download it. And
SoundCloud.com. Search for Vinny D. The abbreviation is VD in case you need a little chuckle.
Because that song...
I don't even care anymore.
That shit is awesome, though.
Thanks,
I wanted to say that.
Dick There's Rock a new one noise. Coming out.
Yeah.
It's going to be called... Zombie Shuffle. The Battle. Well, it was originally called Zombie Shuffle, like but that one's going to change. It's going to be called The Battle of Woodbury.
Because you're working on an epic Walking Dead like concept album
Correct.
Sort of thing. Yeah, I like that. It's very Yes. Very Rush 2012.
That's right.
Kind of thing.
It's happening.
I hate Rush.
I love Rush.
What's there to hate?
Rush is awesome.
It's awesome.
You just suck.
That's the only thing I like about Rush is the references in I Love You, Man. That's the thing I like the most about Rush.
What else? You know, have you guys been abreast of this whole situation?
I've been growing.
Well, I'm going to say abreast. I had a guy at work today say, keep me abreasted of the situation. It was such a gross misuse of the word. Yeah. I almost was like, and, you know, it's a customer, so I was almost like, that's not the word. Like, it was like, it bothered me so much when he said it. Like,
you almost got to respond in kind.
Have you ever heard something and it's just like, you're just like, ugh. Like, it like hurts you. Like, it like hits you. It's just like
you're going to fight every urge to correct.
Well, it's like somebody I like, I correct because I don't want them using it again.
Later. Actually, the guy that plays Easy Lover, like, I've talked about him before on the show. He's also the guy that loves to talk about sports but has no clue about what he's talking about.
Okay.
It drives me nuts. So he's talking about the fucking. The 49ers played the fucking... Who'd they play? The Eagles, I think? I don't know. I can't remember now.
Sounds right.
No.
Sunday night, yeah. Eagles 49ers.
They played the Eagles. That's right. Yeah, it was Sunday night because this was Monday we were talking about. And he kept talking about the quarterback and he was calling him like... He was calling him something completely wacky. And I'm like, Alex Smith. And he's like, no, it was Steve Gorch. I'm like, Alex Smith. He's like, no, that's not his name. And I'm like, dude, it's his fucking name. I know his fucking name. And like... I don't know, it was some stupid name. And then he, like, argues with me, and I'm like, motherfucker, and I, like, pull it up, and I pull it, Alex Smith's like, oh.
Oh.
It's like, why?
I hate that, because you never get the satisfaction you want.
It's like, well, he was so confident, and I knew he was wrong, and it's just like, he just kept talking. I believe Alex Smith went to Maryland, I think. I think he's a Maryland guy.
It's a football thing?
Yes.
Football.
Yeah, I love football. I do love football. Anyway.
You guys open?
Anything else? Anything else, guys? Mm. Off the hate docket for today. Vinny, you all right?
I know I've got stuff I hate. I've been motivated lately, so I don't, like...
I'll eat another piece of pizza.
Have you guys... I forgot something right before we get out of
don't
the hate
like
thing.
Me, Brandon.
Well, before I got into the abreast thing. Abreasted.
Abreasted.
Are you guys familiar with, I guess there's a new movie coming out that Vince Vaughn's in. And the trailer, he's like an executive or something, and in the trailer he calls something gay, like it's stupid. He's like, that's so gay. And I guess GLAAD is all up in arms about it. And I guess Paramount pulled it already. They pulled the trailer, like
they
pulled the clip. But the Gay and Lesbian Alliance is still mad about it. I hate the fact that our society is so goddamn sensitive these days.
Like, there's nothing else going on that you should be fucking worried about.
And I mean, here's the thing. Like, it's not like everybody says that. Like,
I say it all the time. You know what? And no matter what Miley fucking Cyrus says or whoever the fuck that bitch is, I'm not gonna stop using it. I'm sorry if I... No, I'm not sorry if
it's
I
not
offended
even,
you. I'm not offending you. I'm
not
saying
even,
it at you in a derogatory
it's
way.
It's not even like Vince Vaughn's like, man, that was a faggy thing to do. He didn't even... He said gay. I mean, get over it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I don't... It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter.
I mean, God.
The world has evolved to mean lame.
Yeah, who cares?
If anything, gay people should stop calling themselves gay because they call themselves lame people.
Or... Pick it up. Start using it. Take it fucking back.
They do.
Call each other gay.
I know plenty of gay people. They don't. Most gay.
In derogatory ways.
Most
gay. Faggot.
No.
Like,
wow.
I am gay.
From what
like, so am I. High five. left to faggots.
From my experience, wow. A lot of gay people already
Eric
do that.
Eric Saxon, everybody.
No. Eric Saxon says it with malicious fervor. But no, this is I'm happy for you. Take it back, man. Make it yours.
I talk to a lot of gay people on a daily basis, Gogs included. But most of them don't really care about this. It's just like, as soon as you organize, like, and it's like their public face, so right. We're so offended. Like, give me a fucking.
It's the vocal minority.
It's so
like everything is.
But I just hate the culture we live in, and we're so sensitive about shit, and it just irritates me. I have one more hate that I just remembered on the way over here.
Go ahead.
I was listening to the radio. I was listening to the sports channel, and so they had this debt consolidator commercial, and they're like. They're like, it's this frantic woman, and she's like, they don't even care. They'll call you in the middle of the night. They're not going to stop until they get their money, da-da-da-da-da. And it's like,
do you have $10,000 in debt? We will, you know, get your debt in order with debt consolidators, and we'll stop the credit predators.
They didn't call them creditors?
Now, let me ask you a question.
Well, yes, they are creditors.
Like, they were like asking, damn like, it. how do you get this stuff to stop? And da-da-da.
Stop spending money!
And I was thinking to myself, I was like, wow, we really are in a fucked up society because, like, there's a real easy way to stop creditors from calling. Don't run up $10,000 in credit card debt. Now, truth be told, I'm pretty much knocking at the door of $10,000 credit card. Well, but you don't hear me complaining about it. I pay my fucking bills.
I used to be.
I mean, I'm pretty close.
You had a pretty good bit.
I lucked out in that I kept getting higher paying jobs.
Didn't you fucking do... You did the fucking credit card to pay the other credit
I
card.
I did, dude.
Move.
I did that for a while. I ran up like $15,000 or $20,000 in debt while I was in college.
Yeah, I remember.
And I lucked out because I got out of college, had a job, and that I just kept going up in tiers of payment, and so I was able to get it back down. But if I had
that's
had a
tier
job
one
right out of payment, right out of college, I'd have been fucked, man.
Oh yeah,
Mama and Papa God.
That was my fault.
Put the fear of credit cards into me in college.
So did my dad. I didn't listen to a goddamn thing he said.
My parents were like, "If you get a credit card application in college, cut the fuck up." But I was like, "Okay." Walked out of college, no credit card. I didn't get my first credit card until 2 years after college. I was so fucking scared of credit cards. I paid everything.
I remember that, yeah.
I paid everything in cash.
Probably
and I was
move.
Like, I need to start establishing credit if I ever want to get a loan.
Yeah.
I'm going to get one credit card. I kind of just dipped my foot. It was like $180 a month. I just buy gas with it. Yeah. Now I'm doing good $2 a month, but I pay it off every, or $2,000 a month. Yeah, but I pay it off every month.
I just thought it was funny. It was like, you know,
rotating.
If you lent somebody money and they didn't pay you back, wouldn't you be on the phone? Like, all these companies are trying to do is get the money that they gave you. And it's just funny. It's like, those people are evil. And no, I don't know. It bothered me. It was really just like...
Now, there are some shady and unscrupulous credit card practices.
Well, no doubt.
But when you get down to the root of the issue...
That's what it was.
You used a bunch of someone else's money.
Yeah.
To probably buy yourself some shit you really didn't need.
Well, if you happened to do that in central location Jersey, you'd be missing fucking appendages.
Yeah. Here, do yourself a favor. Just buy a... In the meantime, eat off of cash, take the rest, pay down your debt, and there you fucking go. It's really not that hard.
Nah. But you gotta have a job.
You need a job.
Yeah.
Job.
Now, if you don't have a job...
Snoop Dogg and Dogg
I feel a little...
And get the fuck out. Well, no, I take that.
No. Where are you going to go?
A lot of people lose jobs right now, yeah.
So, I mean, I can understand if you're in a tough spot like that, but a lot of these... Like, I watched... What show was it? It was one of these, like, Datelines or something new. One of these Dateline kind of shows, and these people are talking about how they couldn't work out a renegotiation on their $750,000 mortgage.
Oh.
And it's this doucher-looking dude and his trophy wife with fake tits and the fucking narrow ass, and they're talking about how... Our creditors won't let us work out our mortgage to a paper. Like, you bought an absurd house. You have no kids. You have 9 bedrooms. There is no reason. You dicks. You have lived beyond your fucking means.
And this is what happened.
Taste it. Taste the rapture.
You know what I'd be interested in hearing? You know, we're talking about the eventual economic collapse. We're talking about creditors. I wonder what things would be like in the future.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a good... I'd like to know that, too.
Because the room's getting smoky.
I just got a text message from the future, and it just said, I'm a coming faggot. Parentheses, faggot is the greatest term of endearment in my time.
But it's like buddy.
Yeah.
Well, wait. Time coffin's opening up.
It's getting smoky in here.
I'm going to run away lest that we cause some sort of collapse.
We don't want to open up a wormhole in my basement. I'd rather not that happen.
Oh, my.
Oh, you smell especially old today.
We're
faggots! Hey, Gog from the future.
I've missed you, queer bait N-word, so much! Nice. All of these are terms of endearment in the future!
Is that right?
Buddy is the greatest swear word you can drop! If I were to say buddy in the future, the censors under President Gormax would have me torn in half!
President Gormax?
Things have changed!
Okay.
What happened to Cyborg Tank Obama?
Well, as a direct result of our previous podcast, Cyborg Tank Obama and Super Spider Joe Biden are no longer in power.
How about the acid mines? How they doing?
Well, the acid mines are also no longer functional, as there was a giant result to prevent the overtake of Pepsi. Now all sodas are Shasta. Who saw that coming? Damn. Not me. So back to Gormax. Gormax is a half-elephant, half-human werewolf. Sort of a tusked lichen, if you will. He is the direct descendant of a rape baby Sarah Palin made when getting into a conservative sexual horny rage. And when she raped the Republican National Convention mascot, Stompers the Elephant.
God damn it.
During full moons, President Gormax goes on a tear across the country, shredding literally everything in his path. Peanut farms in South Carolina have been leveled repeatedly.
Peanut farms?
Elephants love peanuts! They also never forget, which makes them a very tough president to deal with. Okay. So, now I mentioned the Pepsi Revolution and all the Shasta. I hate Shasta! But that's... I don't know what else to say about it.
Does anybody like Shasta?
President Gormax, oddly enough!
Does Shasta give you superpowers like the Pepsi?
Shasta does not give you superpowers! Shasta makes you very tired and slow! That's why President Gormax demands we all drink it! All spear factories have been destroyed!
Spear factories...
As President Gormax has determined that's the only way he will be overthrown.
So, tell us about the economy of the future.
The economy of the future, much to Vinny's chagrin, or maybe enjoyment, completely collapses.
Damn it. I knew
13
it.
Days from now.
Damn it.
Oh, really?
We don't even get 2 weeks?
Nope, we don't even get to see the new Call of Duty Black Ops.
Damn it, I really wanted to play that game.
So did I.
But I kind of want to play Medal of Honor more.
That got pretty piss poor reviews, even in my future. It's kind of a bare bones game. There's not a whole lot to it. Indeed! Even if you were able to find a copy in my future, good luck playing it, as all video game consoles have been commandeered by guess who?
President Gormax.
President Gormax!
That son of a bitch.
He is, sir! Now, as a result of the economic collapse, Vincent was able to survive due to all of his preparedness.
Excellent.
I was able to creep by a substantial living being funny and sort of renting out my rear.
So, well, you know...
It was unpleasant.
I have another question, if I could.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, you always regale us in how we met our ends.
Oh, we're getting to it! Oh,
okay. I'm sorry.
TJ, you ended up pretty good. You became the mayor of a small shanty town at the bottom of a canyon.
That's not bad.
That makes sense.
I like now
that.
You are regaled by people and they love you. God knows why. Yeah. The entire town is made of old trucks and tires and boxes. You live in a mansion made of 38 different types of refrigerator.
That sounds pretty nice.
You live with your wife, Steve.
Aw, damn it.
Steve is a half-man, half-woman hybrid.
That's not bad.
Also werewolf.
Also a werewolf.
There's a lot of that going around.
Lots of werewolves.
Yeah. Mm. That kind of happened after President Gormax kicked over that big vial of lichen fluid he had developed.
Lichen fluid.
Yeah, he likened the fluid.
Yeah, I get it.
No. But ain't not funny even in this time. Those bumper stickers sold like mad in 2037. So, get into your end.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
whilst trying to escape the all-powerful tyrant reign of President Gormax, which is impossible. Vinny, in what only can be described as a gross overestimation of ability, tried to winch himself across your beloved Shanty Canyon.
Oh, damn it.
Well, that was a poor decision.
That was a poor decision.
In his new-ish Jeep device, he fell on the presidential shanty mansion, blowing up you and your lovely werewolf wife, Steve.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Sorry, right. Steve.
It's a shame. The funeral was glorious. They just filled in the canyon.
They just filled in the
with what?
You Gormax droppings, of which are plentiful.
What color are they?
Kind of an earthy hue. A reddish-green Christmassy kind of festival thing. Yes, and hairy. So hairy.
So God.
Oh, President Gormax, how I loathe thee.
You better be careful. He might be able to hear you through
time. I'm kind of hoping that as a result of this, almost like every time I've come back to the past, things have changed.
That's true. Your visits here always impact the future.
Oddly enough, I have the ability to come back in time, but the only thing I ever do is sit in on a podcast.
That's true. It's kind of odd. I'd probably play the lottery or something if I were you.
Are there laws against that sort of thing?
I was thinking about bringing back a sports almanac, but President Gormax has banned those as he has seen Back to the Future Part 2.
Smart play, Gormax.
Oh, he never forgets! Damn you, Gormax! Alright, well, once again, the bombastium is melting, so I need to get back in my time coffin.
Alright, Southern Gox from the future. It was great to have you.
Hopefully my home country is no longer ruled by a half-human, half-elephant lichen.
Maybe not, but or maybe, you know, maybe you'll get some other kind of...
Maybe thing. Things are worse. Maybe it's like a bat, rhino, Glenn Beck robot.
I don't know, maybe.
Who knows? Till next time!
Alright, see you, buddy. Wow. That was intense.
I think we all learned something.
Yeah. Things literally never get better.
No. In fact, they get worse.
They keep getting worse.
They get worse.
The first time was just like, you know, things kind of were bad.
I still like the acid mines with the Pepsi and, you know, everybody works in the acid mines.
Yeah, well, acid is used for Pepsi.
I wonder how you mine acid.
Well, I suggest not trying to think too hard.
Apropos of nothing, could somebody tell me what Minecraft is, please?
I know what it is now.
All right, thank you, because... It's all over the internet.
They love it.
It's all over all the video game websites. Vinny's looking at me confused, so he doesn't know what it is either. It's a video game, right? It's called Minecraft. Yes. Is it a PC game?
I believe so.
Is it something
it's a PC only game.
Is it something you could have to buy, or is it available
online?
There's
a freeware version.
Okay.
That you can start out with, and there's a full version.
Explain it. Okay, tell me what you know.
What I've been able to glean from watching some of the, like, tutorial videos...
Yes.
...is you get kind of thrown on this island forest area.
Okay.
From that, you can go walk around, and everything's made of cubes.
Yeah. What kind of archetype of game is this?
It's kind of like a survival sim.
Really?
So you walk around. So the guy walks over to a tree. He starts punching the tree. Punches the tree, gets wood. Then he can take like four pieces of wood. After he knocks down the tree, takes four pieces of wood, he can make that into like a stick. Then take the stick and another piece of wood and turn it into a wooden axe. Now it can hack down trees more efficiently. Then you take more...
Is this how every start of the game starts always?
Yes.
Is it like an RTS?
No, because you're first person.
Oh.
So now you walk around and you have this axe. So you can go hack down more wood. You get enough wood, you can build some blocks, you can build like a workbench.
Okay.
Then the workbench, you can build bigger items.
Okay.
Then you can So depending on how you put these items in this kind of configuration box, you can make swords... pickaxes, you can start building a house,
okay.
And apparently you can build torches, you can mine, everything, it's all about deriving all these things from the earth.
So what's the goal?
To live, I think, because everybody's talking about the first night, if you don't build yourself a shelter, with it, like this week you build a shelter with a door,
okay,
or you cave, you block yourself in a cave, monsters come out that first night and will rape the shit out of you. And then next daytime you gotta go back out and pickaxe some more shit. But apparently people...
Vinny's playing now. Vinny's got it. He's got it up right now.
There you go. So beat on. Go find some wood. Oh, you already have some items and stuff in your bottom bar.
How do I do that?
I mean, I've not played it. So you can like switch things around. You can put those... okay, switch the red bricks. Now go look at the ground. Then start placing them. Oh, actually, it's beating stuff. There must be a place button. Okay. There you go.
Right?
This is a problem.
So it's very like 8-bit.
It's kind of how you want to do it.
I mean, graphically, it looks very like
there's a way to
old school polygonal kind of thing.
Like, right click.
Right click. So you can build a house.
Oh. So Vinny's building.
And you can build like a workbench. You can build tools.
So how is this? All right, come back to reality here.
Yeah.
So how is this? Why is this becoming like this new video?
People are building entire worlds in Minecraft.
Really?
People are building the USS Enterprise to scale.
Jesus.
People are building Final Fantasy levels.
I like the music.
People are building crazy shit in this game.
I'm gonna start playing this.
Huh. This game has become, it's like Sims.
And you said that there's monsters, so can you fight?
Yes, eventually.
Is there
you can make yourself a sword. You can hunt animals for food.
Huh.
And like I'm saying, you can just destroy the entire environment. Like, you can mine everything out of these little blocks.
It's weird.
So, that's the entire point of the game.
Strange.
The best I can figure.
That is very strange.
So, like, go find yourself, see if you can find something great. Okay, go to your left. See, like, actually, your right was better. I take it back. See all that over there?
Yeah.
That's like stone. You can mine coal out of that. You can use that coal to make a torch. So you can have fire. Like, that's coal in there. So you break that up.
It's so weird.
And eventually you can get coal out of it.
Sounds very complicated.
A lot going on. How come this isn't falling on my head?
It's not, because it's like you can hack away the entire environment, like I'm saying, and build like an entire whatever you want.
Huh.
Here we go.
Yeah, because this is like, this, again,
get it.
This is like the biggest thing.
Skull.
Right now. Like,
yeah, it's a mushroom.
Get it.
People like are shitting their pants over this game. But anyway.
Oh.
Let's get out of Minecraft for a second.
No way, I'm playing this.
Because this isn't a very, you know,
bad
radio.
I last week I saw all the hype about it, and I was like, I gotta figure this shit out.
And you haven't played it yet.
I'm not. I didn't know that you could. I didn't know you could just fucking stream it or whatever.
Yeah, it's Flash.
I figured there was I figured there was there's an install. I think there's a real, like an actual pay for version you can get.
There is. Yeah, apparently, it's like a MOG.
What's a MOG?
MMORPG.
I've never heard anybody actually call it a MOG. I've only heard people call it MMORPG. I didn't.
No, I might be wrong.
So wait, there's multiple users in this too?
I've never seen anyone interact with anyone else.
But anyway, that's
but
about.
People are fucking flipping
out
about
it. Yeah, they're
losing
their shit over this. So while we're talking about video games, so now Gogs from the Future said that the reviews for Medal of Honor are no good. I haven't seen any reviews for Medal of Honor yet.
GT has theirs up today.
No good?
They don't say it's no good. They just, it doesn't do anything for me.
God, it looked awesome.
It looks awesome, but they're like, so in single player.
Yeah.
If you judge a game by single player alone, this game is good for 5 hours.
Yeah, well, so is Call of Duty 2.
Right. I'm just saying that. I'm just saying.
All right.
Now, if you go judge a game by multiplayer, there's only like 4 game types, 8 maps.
Medal of Honor was developed by DICE. Same people that developed Bad Company?
DICE did the multiplayer component, and Danger Close did the single player component, which is kind of weird. A different developer.
Did they do anything of merit?
Not that I remember, but they might have. That's not to say anything. I'd never heard of them before.
Right.
But they, apparently the single player is better done than the multiplayer.
Huh.
And the multiplayer is, there's only 3 classes. You gotta level them all up individually.
So there's classes like Battlefield.
Yeah,
it's not like
basically
it's not like Call of Duty where you just get loadouts.
Right. So the way it sounds, I mean, but you unlock new stuff for each. But it's the way it sounded from the GT review, at least, was that, you know, it's not a bad game. It's just nothing new.
Yeah.
It's just more of the same. Probably the newest things involved in it are there's no prone. You can't go prone in multiplayer. You can slide into cover.
Prone being on the ground,
like
all
the way flat. You can slide into cover, and you can peek around cover. That's about it. They said they said all the sound is real good. The guns are very realistic and all that.
And we're talking about Black Ops right now.
No, this is the Medal of Honor. The new Medal of Honor. I mean,
which has been hyped for like 2 years now.
But basically, they're saying it's not bad, but it's not.
You know why I like the game?
Huh.
The guy on the cover has a really gnarly beard.
Yeah, epic beard.
He looks kind of like the guitar player from Mastodon.
Nice.
But it's not like, apparently, a lot of people are saying it's somewhere in between. Like, people really loved Modern Warfare, the original.
Yes.
And some people thought that Modern Warfare 2 was not really that much better. They're saying that it's somewhere in between those two. But it's not
it's not recapturing that glory. That's why I'm waiting for Black Ops, because Black Ops, apparently, they're going nuts.
Yeah, but the problem with Black Ops, Black Ops is the next Call of Duty game, is it's made by Treyarch, and they have a horrible track record.
I liked World of War.
It was not that good.
I liked World of War a lot.
It was not nearly as good as Modern Warfare 2.
Modern Warfare 2? No, but I liked it as much as the original. I liked it as much as Call of Duty 4.
I just... Nah, no way.
And I liked... Here's what else I liked. I liked the campaign was better.
Campaign was better.
The zombie mode is fun. Zombies are back in Black Ops.
I like zombies.
And now in Black Ops, they've done two things that I really like. One, the unlock system is not that linear, rigid thing anymore.
What do you mean?
Like, as you level up, you get access to more stuff. But basically, as you're killing stuff in-game,
yeah.
Instead of just being like, okay, now you get this gun, now you get this gun, now you get this gun,
mm-hmm.
when you kills or win or whatever, you get, like, a currency. That now you can spend.
Oh, I like
so,
that.
So, like, now you're, like, level 10. You might have, like, six guns available, and you can just custom... Apparently, the character customization is huge.
That's...
The emblem customization alone is retarded.
Well, I actually like that a lot better than the way that they had it set up before. So now you kind of choose your kind of loadouts a lot more...
You choose how you want...
Specifically.
Like, if you want to use that gun, you save up for it, and then when you're... Now, you can't get it right off the bat.
Right, I understand.
But like when you're level 5, now you can buy that or
like
four
that.
Other guns.
I like that idea. That's a good idea.
On top of all that, what else is the other good thing that game has going for it? Zombie mode. Oh, the guns are retarded!
Yeah.
They're bringing in a crossbow.
That's cool.
With like exploding bolts. They have a dagger, like a knife that shoots a blade out of the handle.
Like Metal Gear.
Yeah, they have all sorts of different cool game types. I'm buying it. It's gonna happen. November.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks
Metal
like
of Honor
the better
came out
game.
This week?
Metal Honor came out today.
Oh, came out today. That's why GT has the review up.
Yeah, but it's just what I read, what I saw didn't really do it for me. And I'm not going to lie, the whole backing out of the Taliban thing in multiplayer kind of pissed me off.
Kind of dumb.
So, whatever.
Anyway, enough video game talk. Many of you guys probably already heard about this, but Brett Favre got in hot water for sending some dick pics to a former Jet employee while he was a Jet employee. And,
oh, wow, this is just coming out now?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Vinny, see if you can pull up
bad
the chick.
Idea, James.
Like, Google her name. I'm sure it's in the store. Her. Look how hot this chick is. I would send that chick any dick pics.
Did she request them?
I don't know. No. Well, that's the thing. So this whole story, well...
Do you have any pics of her you can send back?
First of all, let me just tell you about my experience with this story. So I read about the Brett Favre dick pics. It broke on this sports gossip website. Don't click on that video unless you want to see his dick. Yeah, you're doing the same thing I did. I want to see it. So it broke. The story broke on a sports like gossip website called Deadspin. And they might actually talk about other things, too. Maybe it's just sports.
No, Deadspin sports.
Anyway... It broke, and the article is told through this video that Vinny's actually watching right now, and apparently there was voice messages and Facebook conversations and this and that and da-da-da. So, about a minute left from the video, they just throw in the dick pics.
How did they get them?
Whoever leaked this, I guess the girl gave them to the people. Now, I have a whole rap about this whole story because, okay, so number one...
Wait, you're gonna rap?
No, I mean like the...
Isn't it?
I just think that I have a whole thing about this whole story. But Deadspin, what are you doing to me? No warning that I'm about to see penis. I was like, whoa.
Cock.
So anyhow, and I was thinking to myself, like, what? You think John Madden, like, freaked out when he saw this? Because we all know that John Madden, you guys are casual sports fans at best.
Who?
But John Madden loves... fucking Brett Favre.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, it's not even...
Every time...
Oh. It's average at best.
You're flaccid. You're not impressed. You heard it here first. Vinny is upset that the penis is flaccid.
Not for nothing. Let me clarify. I'm not upset. I just don't understand.
If I am upset.
Because
if you're
going to
send dick pics, why would you send in all its glory?
Yeah, right?
Maybe it was hard.
Like, if... Now,
maybe it was...
I take... How about this? If I'm gonna send you guys dick pics,
right?
Please don't.
It's flaccid.
Of course, yeah.
It's flaccid.
Because that's
and
clear
nasty.
Otherwise.
If I'm sending dick pics to some girl I'm trying to woo,
yeah,
right.
I'm just sending
full bore.
And you gotta have it at the right angle so it looks bigger.
So it looks humongous.
Coming from the bottom.
I'm gonna write the first, like,
I've sent the first
seven pictures of the dictionary on my
cup. Mine's gonna have nothing but money around it, like a wreath.
No, I want mine from the bottom so it looks like the fucking monolith from 2001 coming down.
I don't understand what he was going for.
I would just send Lexington Steel pictures so, let the girl be disappointed later.
So,
nice.
It's so black.
We'll deal with that later.
But, like, do you think Madden was like, let me tell you something. That was a great penis. It's got the head, the shaft. You know, it's a wonderful penis. And then, like, Al Michael comes in, and he's like, yeah, that's a pretty nice penis. Like, well, you know the thing about the penis, Al, is it's a reproductive organ. Not a lot of people know that. And, you know, it's like, you know, I always say, it's like, oh, the penis just gets hard. I don't know. That's my John Madden. Thank you. But
I bet Joe Buck was sitting there going, when will Troy send me?
I know. But the thing about this whole Brett Favre dick pic thing that just, I don't know.
I love those two words rhyme.
The
penis is, picture, not fun. No. Dick pics.
A lot of hard content.
So this story broke a week before Brett Favre, who now plays for the Vikings, plays the Jets. He hadn't played for the Jets in 2 years.
Nice.
This story just happens to break the week before he plays the Jets. And this is the first time he's played against the Jets in that 2 years
span. Oh, I didn't know that. That's pretty good.
That's a little suspicious.
It shakes them up.
The
because
girl,
they lost.
The fucking girl.
Yeah.
She says in an article she wasn't that upset by seeing him.
What? I mean, how do we know they're actually his?
Good call.
I guess they have phone records. If you read the article, they explain it. And then there's definitely, like, he leaves, like, there's voicemail. You didn't see in the video, but or you didn't
hear. He puts a number four on it.
There's voicemail recordings of him, like, talking to her and shit. So, and the thing is that, to me, is this even that big a story?
No. It's funny.
It's funny, and, like, it's a big deal to Favre because he's always been kind of known as, like, the family man.
Right.
But, like, in the grand scheme of things.
Well, there's only one way to start a family.
Yeah, it's true.
Dick.
But he's already married and everything.
Well, he's just getting Tiger Woods.
But, I mean, like, who gives a shit? Like, why is this such a big deal?
If they're on a dogfighter play, they'll be okay with a dick pic or two.
Well,
I don't care.
I mean, it's
all.
Not like...
You know what we need to do?
It's not...
We can get... Yeah. But can we get the audio of him
group,
his phone?
Group dick pics. No.
That should be the name of our new band.
No.
Group dick pics.
It's pretty fun.
can we get the audio of his phone conversations?
It's on there.
Mash that up with the Mel Gibson audio.
That's funny.
I like how you said we.
Yeah,
because by we, you mean me.
I'm the idea man. Right. You execute.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just don't see the big deal.
Could write a song called Brett
Favre. It's not even like, it's not even sexual. Like, is it sexual harassment? I guess it is.
I don't know.
You can just erase it. I mean, the league has fucking, what's his name? Ben Roethlisberger playing, and he's sexually assaulting
people. He actually raped a woman or two.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. I just thought it was weird. Like everybody's like, this is such a huge deal. I didn't really see the
big deal.
What's
the big deal?
So these pics are from 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And now
and
they
again,
come out.
That
so
chick
why
was,
is it coming up? Because of the...
Well, I suspect...
Is there a Linda Tripp kind of person behind the scenes?
Well, the girl is, obviously.
String? Well, no. Like Linda Tripp was to Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
Monica wasn't going to say shit. But then that fucking refrigerator with a wig, Linda Tripp was like,
the best was
on it. You blew the president, bro. We can make money.
The best was on Saturday Night Live when John Goodman played her.
She's a chunky whore.
I don't know. It seems. But for any of you guys interested in the story listening, just don't even worry about the Brett Favre dick pics, and just look at this girl that he was apparently flirting with.
Was she a cheerleader? What was her deal?
No, she was some kind of like fucking press. Like, some just hot chick that was associated with the team.
Sure, I think she's super qualified.
She did, like, promotional stuff for the Jets. Like, right. She wasn't, like, a personnel person.
Tit picks.
She's hot. Right,
really,
that's
really
what I was
tit picks in return?
No, that's what I was hoping to see, because she is smoking.
So what is her stance on this whole deal?
Today, this was funny, today, they said on the
you
radio.
You should sue.
Well, today, she said that she wants a proper resolution rather than a quick resolution.
So he needs to send her a picture
of
his
clothed penis.
Now, to me...
I went the other way.
Okay. That proper resolution means money. She wants money.
Right.
Yeah. Why? There's nothing to hold over him anymore.
But...
If she was like, I'm going to release these dick pics unless you give me cash, that's called leverage, honey.
Dick pics are out.
Dick pics are out!
She'll get money.
Unless you have, like, anus pics or something else.
Why? But why would she get money?
Because he wants to get he wants to keep this quiet. Maybe
why, what's she going
to
do?
Cock is all over the
internet.
Maybe
she's got more.
So what?
Yeah, what's it matter?
What's the statute of limitations on dick pics?
Unless he some sort of awful deformity happened between those pics and the new pics.
Right. Well, here's the thing. If she's trying to sue for sexual harassment, one, he doesn't work for the organization anymore.
There's well, she's no, not suing.
There's nothing to sue. Well, I'm just saying, there's no legal recourse she has. Unless she's trying to say that this is upsetting. If it was that upsetting, you would have came out about it 2 years ago. She's not a rape victim.
Yeah.
This is no, there's no, nothing just happened. The dick pics are already out there. He has nothing to save face well, about.
Yeah, case closed.
There's no way. Case why would she get money?
You know, I know a little something about bird law.
Right.
In bird law, dick pics right. 2 years later.
No, they do don't not count. Apply. They don't count.
No, they're not admissible in bird law.
In bird court.
Bird law.
Bird.
Bird. See what I see?
You didn't even go there, but you did it.
But I did it.
Anyway, God, so yeah, Brett Favre's dick kind of dumb.
Brett Favre's dick kind of dumb.
What? Randy Moss's dick is back on the team now.
One thing I heard, this is just another total non sequitur, but I read this today on Films Rock, and I thought it was really strange. I can't think of the guy's name, but the guy directed I Heart Huckabees. He directed Three Kings, which was another good movie.
He's
directing a Drake's Fortune movie, Uncharted. Drake's Fortune video game? Series of video game two games.
When on, that movie on called National Treasure?
No, National Treasure sucked.
National Treasure was not good.
God, you played those games.
Loved them.
Do you think that Uncharted would make a good movie?
Might. I mean, it's very cinematic. And it's
already very
cinematic. It's very cinematic to start with.
What's the premise?
He's like a treasure hunter.
He's like a modern-day Indiana Jones.
He's like a kind of smart-ass Indiana Jones.
Is that the one with the grappling hook?
No.
What?
One with the grappling
hook. Bionic Commando?
No, the game with the grappling... I mean, yes, Bionic Commando was a game, but the recent game with the grappling hook and the shooting...
Oh, Just Cause.
Just Cause.
Yeah, that was... Yeah.
They were going to make that a movie, too.
From how? Isn't there, carefully. Like, no fucking storyline in that
you
game?
Bowl?
Not really. Yeah, they could have bowled that one up pretty good. No, I mean, I think that the Uncharted video game would have some... I'm sorry, movie would have some appeal, but I mean, it's already such the movie as it is.
Especially the second one.
It might make it not good. I mean, it probably wouldn't be fun to watch because it was more fun to play.
Well, what if they did this? I was thinking about that, too, today, because... You know, the first and second one are very cinematic games. I'd say a benchmark as far as cinematic storytelling in a video game. Because they do things like...
More than Metal Gear?
Well, yeah, more than Metal Gear because you're literally in the middle of a cutscene and you're still playing. Metal Gear... Yeah,
you're playing through... It's pretty great.
Metal Gear stopped the action, pretty much. I mean, you stopped and not entirely.
Is this Sony only?
Yeah, it's a Sony exclusive, but it's an incredible. It's almost, I mean, to me, it's almost enough reason to own a PlayStation 3. It's an incredible game.
It's pretty
out of like the new next generation of games. Uncharted 2 may be my favorite game.
Uncharted 2 was very hard to put down once I started playing.
I mean, the only thing that might turn people away is it's kind of short, but it's only short because you don't want to stop playing.
What's the archetype though?
It's like an action game. I mean, it's a third person shooting game.
It's a fucking Tomb Raider game, but better.
Yeah, but Tomb Raider games are awful.
But better.
But yeah. That's the archetype. That's the
Tomb Raider plus stop and pop cover based shooting.
Yeah.
Tomb Raider plus Gears of War.
Yeah, it's Sans Mutants. It's got a Gears of War based cover system. It's got puzzles.
Fun guns.
It's got, yeah.
Decent multiplayer.
A lot of good guns, a lot of good multiplayer. Everything's good about Uncharted.
The voice acting is...
Uncharted 2...
Beyond reproach.
You want to talk about Uncharted 2 is that it doesn't really bring a lot of new things to the table. It just does everything well.
Really, really well.
Like, everything in that game is done right. But I think a movie could work. Now, this is what I would do if I made the movie. I would, instead of focusing on the first or second game storyline, I would literally just go completely new. And just try to... do something true to those characters. Because I don't think... Why even bother? You've already told that story so well. I mean, there's more stories out there. The other thing I would do, which will not happen, is the guy that plays...
Nolan North?
Yeah, the guy that plays Drake is so awesome.
He looks like him.
He does. Well, I think they modeled some of the characters after the actors. That's why they sync up so well. But Nolan North, he's a real actor, too, as long as he's being a voice
Nolan
actor.
Nolan North is a great voice actor.
He should be Drake. It'd be awesome, but that probably won't happen.
You know what I saw over the weekend?
What's
Repo
that?
Repo Men.
How was that? I heard that was pretty good.
I like Jude Law.
I liked it.
That's cool.
I liked it. It's I heard a lot of people not
that,
like it.
It's the same premise as that Repo the genetic opera.
Yeah.
That we showed.
I it was a it didn't take itself too seriously, which I appreciated. And there were funny parts. It was out there and stupid and ridiculous. Like the ending, I was watching the ending.
Does someone like fucking open wound in that movie?
Ish.
Mm. Ish.
There's no actually fucking an open wound. It's a sexually
charged embrace.
Charged bloody embrace. It was
how about very, just a sexually charged embrace?
It was very entertaining.
You can like a movie that's hated by everyone. And I like the
know,
spirit.
I don't Everybody know if I saw it. I wouldn't too. Be surprised if the ending that I saw wasn't the ending they showed in the movie. So I downloaded it
and watched it.
I liked the ending.
I want to watch it now. I heard you're not the only one. When that movie came out in theaters, I had people tell me it was pretty good.
I'll check it out.
Yeah,
it might be on. Is it on demand right now?
I think so. It's definitely out on DVD.
Don't take it too seriously. Yeah. It doesn't take itself too seriously.
I like that game.
You know what I watched on Blu-ray? The Iron Man 2 again. Great movie. Yeah, I actually enjoyed it more.
I liked it more the second time I watched it.
I enjoyed it more the second time
on the DVD.
Not
version.
Much. There's no. I think. Did you get what version?
It came in a Pizza Hut box.
What?
Of course it did.
Is there a 2-disc version? Because
I got the super version. So I got 4 discs.
Oh Jesus!
What the
hell is on the 4 discs?
I got. Or maybe it's only 3.
The movie's only on 1.
I only have 1.
I went in there. Was it Best Buy had the doorbuster sale?
Yeah, you told me about this.
So if you got there within the first 2 hours, so if you got there before noon, you could get the super version, which was the Blu-ray disc, the DVD, and the digital copy. And there might be a 4th disc with bonus features.
Is there any bonus content on any of that stuff?
I don't know. Let's watch the movie. For $21.
It's a good thing you bought off. So what's on the additional...
They do one cool thing
it's
that
about
I,
the having.
I like. There's this feature that's called like the Shield Files. And there's a lot of... All it does is it brings up a little icon when there's a little Easter egg that they've hidden. Because Iron Man 2 is laying the foundation for the whole like rest of these Marvel Universe movies that are coming out. Like...
Thor,
Captain America next year. Thor and Captain America next year, then Avengers, and then, you know, it goes on after that. But there's little things that you may have missed. Now, the sad thing is, as I was watching it, because I watched the movie, I was like, I've already seen it, so I turned that feature on. Mm-hmm. The sad thing is, I already knew about everything they showed, because I'm such a goddamn compulsive geek that, like, fucking comic nerds, they've already found all this shit like the second day after the movie comes out. Yeah. But it's still kind of like when at the very end, one of the coolest scenes of the movie for comic book nerds is at the very end of the movie when Tony Stark is getting interviewed by Nick Fury, there's TV screens all around and they have a giant chalkboard that's the map of the world. Mm. There's hot spots that are located. There's one in Africa. People are saying that's Wakanda. That's where Black Panther is. There's one in the ocean. They think that's where Namor is. There's one up in Antarctica, where they feel that that's where Captain America is frozen. So, like, there's little things that if you...
Captain America is
frozen. In Captain America lore, Captain America... So, what happens is Captain...
You know what? Don't.
It's for...
Here's my hate this week. I enjoy comic books.
Yes, they're amazing.
I enjoy stories. I enjoy characters. But what I fucking hate is all the so many branch. I was trying to read about Deadpool today. Sounded like a pretty cool character.
Good luck.
There's like 9 fucking versions. Really? How do you make 9 versions of one character?
Retcon.
How are people? What is that?
Well, it's pretty. There's a simple answer to that. The character's been around for 20 years. What are you gonna do? I mean,
same character, different story.
I mean, there is same character.
Superman.
There's only one real version of Deadpool. I don't know what you're
talking about. Well, they've got Hulk Deadpool.
Oh, that's
they've got.
That's bullshit.
They've
that's
got like a, Deadpool, zombie Deadpool. They've got. I mean, there was at least 7. I don't remember.
Well,
them
actually,
all right
it's, well,
now.
It's only funny because the 2 that you just mentioned are stuff that they created this year, and it's in continuity. Right.
But here's my thing, though. This occurs in the comic book industry. This is what they do. They branch off different universes. I find it personally hard. If I find a character I like, why? I guess it works is why they do it, but it ruins it. I feel like it ruins it.
It reinvents them.
It gets stale. That you wouldn't feel that way.
But sometimes,
if you took The Walking Dead,
you wouldn't feel that way if you've been reading. If you've been reading X-Men comics, that's where Deadpool came from.
Right.
If you've been reading X-Men comics for fucking since 1963 when they came out, if they stayed as Beast, Angel, Marvel Girl, Cyclops, and Iceman.
I have no problem introducing new people. Introduce new people. Kill those guys off. They're dead.
You can't.
Character's over.
It just that you just
move on. It doesn't. That's my problem. Like I want lore. I want lore. I want to read into it.
There's tons of lore.
Yeah, but it's all fucking crisscross nonsense.
Not different universes.
Fucking not. Fuck that.
I like the Ultimate Universe.
You know what? If there was one comic book and its thing was wormholes in different universes in string theory, cool. I know that going into it. But if I start to read a book,
yeah,
right? And then the next book comes out and it's the same characters from the first book, but something happened.
I think
that would be the next book in the same continuity.
I feel like it, you're like if you started reading it, it's not that hard to follow. If looking at it at a distance.
You know what my problem is this. I can't get a summary on any of it.
It's
I
hard.
Just want I want to like no, that's very for example, do. If I want to start reading a fantasy novel, I used to read a lot of fantasy novels like Dungeons and Dragons and shit like that. Yeah. Like if I just want a summary of one of the characters, I can go on Wikipedia or like D&D wiki or some shit like that and just get a quick run and be like,
do they have
that
a D&D wiki?
I don't know, I'm just assuming. That sounds like TSR probably.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds like something I might be interested in. I'll go pick up the book. I can't fucking do that with comics. I have to rely on you and thank you.
I disagree
by the way.
With that. I don't agree with that.
I have the same kind of issue. But you just gotta get over. You just gotta figure out. You gotta get over and be in like.
No, you know
be
what?
In
I'm
this
not
universe.
Gonna, I'm not gonna get over it because I have TJ and I don't.
I
have
mean,
to.
You're into.
But I feel bad for other people who would like to get into it and are put off by the giant barrier to entry that is the alternate universe.
I don't really
which
feel
too much.
But see, that's not every comic. I mean, the thing is you take a starting point. Like, okay, for example, Marvel. Well, it's almost like every 2 years now, but Marvel does this thing. All the companies do it, but they have this thing where they start like a new status quo.
All right.
So this year they did this big event. Last year the big event was called Dark Reign, and all the villains had taken over everything. It was awesome. I loved it.
Okay.
Like all the Norman Osborn, who's the Green Goblin, big villain. I'm sure you're familiar with.
Right. Sure.
He ended up becoming the head of like S.H.I.E.L.D. and you know S.H.I.E.L.D. from the Iron Man movie.
Okay.
And then, like, basically, was in charge, and he just had all the villains taken over, and all the heroes were illegal, and they were on the run. It was awesome.
That's cool.
I loved it. But anyway,
you can follow that in chronological order. Happened in
this. Well, let me finish.
Can I finish?
I miss fucking Ross Perot.
Mm.
Anyway.
So is Ross Perot.
So that... Is he dead?
I don't care.
It's the end of that. So that started. So now that... That's over. Dark Reign's over. Okay. And they started something called the Heroic Age, which is what's going on now. You could have jumped on at Dark Reign and started reading. And then once they did the crossover to the Heroic Age, same continuity, you'd be able to follow it.
So, but what I'm saying is, here's my issue. It's the alternate histories.
But there's not. That's not.
That bothers.
But like, if you pick a
there's
book.
There's really not.
If you pick a book 23 of a series.
Right.
Like, it's Uncanny X-Men book 23.
Right.
And you read you can keep reading that to Uncanny X-Men 70.
Right.
You're gonna have the same.
I mean, the thing is that
continuity.
It does happen. The alternate histories do happen with characters. You know, Wolverine has things that keeps adding to his past and things like that. But for the most part, it's pretty concrete. Like, you know Wolverine's character, and little things have changed, but the majority of it stays the same. Same with like major characters like the Fantastic Four,
Spider-Man.
While what you're saying makes sense,
yeah.
Can you agree with me that it is daunting for a new comic book reader?
It depends on what you're reading, but yes,
there's a big learning curve.
I feel,
but I like it,
and I get yelled at for this by comic fans. I feel that the DC Comics is the worst. They put so much emphasis on their history. Like, you have to know shit that happened to Batman in the 60s to understand what they're talking about now. They do that so much, it drives me crazy, and that's why I don't really read a lot of DC
but,
books.
I mean,
Marvel...
So, the history is relevant. So, because of something... I'm asking. I'm not
no.
saying. No.
No,
so it's not relevant.
Well, all right, let me explain... I'm going to try to explain this quickly, because it's very annoying. And this is exactly what you're talking about. So, this is why I don't like DC Comics.
Okay.
In the 80s...
Right.
DC did this thing called Crisis on Infinite Earth. See, in the DC universe, they had established all these different Earths. Like, you had Earth 2, or I don't remember the number, but there was an Earth that was like our Earth, that was like real Earth, and then the Earth where all the superhero lives, And then they had this Earth that was like the golden age of superheroes. They had all these Earths.
Parallel universe.
It was annoying.
Okay.
So they made this huge, like by the 80s, there was just huge continuity gaps everywhere.
Okay.
So they did this thing where they just wiped everything out and started everything over again. So,
see, that would that
so
would
in the 80s,
so maybe that's what I'm talking
about. In the 80s, they basically told people, if you read these comics from like 19, because DC's even older than Marvel.
Yeah.
If you read these comics since 1953, fuck you.
No longer relevant.
And now here's the problem. So if you ever talk to a comic book fan and you ask them about, there's a pre-crisis continuity and post-crisis continuity. How annoying is that? And
yeah,
so,
I want that.
So
I
here's
want to get into
here's anything. Even here's something even more annoying. Writers nowadays,
you're getting into a fervor.
Writers,
I for it. Let him go, man. Let him finish.
Writers nowadays want to refer to shit that happened pre-crisis, even though DC's already said that shit never happened. So you're just like, what? Wait, I don't understand.
Well, that's exactly what I'm.
That's
talking
DC.
About
Marvel's now. See. Comic book fans are divided, obviously. It's like Pepsi and Coke. I prefer Marvel. I'll read DC Comics if they're good, but I just don't find a lot of them entertaining. Marvel is not as bad with that. In fact, they kind of have a short memory sometimes. Right. And that's what pisses off comic book fans that have been like, I've been reading since 1963, and this happened here, and they are not...
But you hate it sometimes when they reinvent Marvel characters.
Sometimes.
Well, here was the other thing about it. So Deadpool, for this, because this is just the one I was reading today. So there's like different...
Not know, a lot
at
of
one
good
point,
Deadpool.
At one point, he had, you know, super strength, and then that kind of went away, and they never touched on it again, and then he had, you know, like, I don't know, wasn't he, like, not susceptible to, like, mental influence and stuff like that?
See, there's little... The problem is that...
I was reading Wikipedia,
and
like, all these...
In comics, you have, you know, you have this... See, your main exposure to comics right now is Walking Dead, which is amazing.
But it's not to be.
But it's Walking Dead is a singular vision with one writer.
That's what I want all comics to be.
But you can't do that.
That's what I want.
You cannot.
That's what I want.
That's why people refer to certain like it's like a Kirkman run of whatever. Yeah. Well, I guess not Kirkman, but like a you know like we are, like I like Miller. So does
Mark Miller. I like both of them.
Both of them. But when they do like people refer to like. Like, Frank Miller, Daredevil, is really good.
Yeah, he had a run for, like, 10 years on Daredevil, so people talk about that.
But, like, other Daredevil, shit.
Yeah.
So, it's what happens is that writers come in, they put their little tweaks in, and let's say you're the writer that picks it up after him, but you didn't like that so much, so you tweak it a little bit, too.
I don't like that.
Now, here again...
You're tweaking.
Now, if you ask me, and I like to think I know comics pretty well, I never knew that Deadpool had super strength or was shielded from telekinesis.
That was from Wikipedia.
He is like Wolverine. He actually has a better healing factor than Wolverine, though.
But he's got the cancer thing going on.
That's why his face is all
dead man Wade.
I kind of like that. Yeah, they were talking about how he was in prison.
Well, and his brain's screwed.
Yeah, he's all fucked up.
Regenerates the
neurons. Actually, if you want to read a cool Deadpool book that's out right now, though you're kind of resistant to buying single issues, aren't you?
I don't want to do that. Because if I like it, I don't want to have to fucking wait.
I'll bring one over. They got this new story. Now, Mike Pichon, because it's an alternate thing. It's Marvel has this thing called their Max line, which is like adult.
The best stuff.
Yeah, Marvel Max is like their adult line, so they can curse and violent and stuff like that.
Right.
But they just came out with Deadpool Max.
Oh.
And they only have one issue out, but it's pretty awesome. It's like this... Like, Deadpool's this weird, like, military reject.
Right.
And it's just, it's weird, but
that's
I like
the one. I think that was the one I was reading. Wasn't he part of the Weapon X program?
Well, he's always, regular continuity. Right. He was the same thing as Wolverine.
Right.
And Sabretooth and Maverick.
But he didn't work out, so they threw him, like, with
basically,
the rejects.
Yeah.
What was Alpha Flight?
Alpha Flight is Canadian super team.
Good.
Right. Anyway.
But anyway, I honestly think that in most cases, if you started with a run, you could follow it. I think that there is... I'm not denying that there's a lot of ancillary bullshit that you're not going to know about.
Right.
But honestly, it's not pertinent to most storylines, so it doesn't even matter.
Fair enough.
It's kind of like soap operas. They contain the stories well enough that you don't have to watch them all.
There's right. sometimes...
And you can pick up what's
I
know, going on.
I mean, there's sometimes even I come to stuff and I'm just like, who the fuck is that? Like, yeah. I don't remember that.
Like, it's also hard to launch new heroes, so I like to take the established ones and...
Oh, that's especially
see,
true.
I feel like I wish... I'm a big fan of... Say it's a good movie, and at the end of the good movie, everybody fucking dies.
Yeah, you can't
that
do that
way,
in the comic, though.
There's, that way you know they're not going to make a sequel and ruin it.
But see, that's not how comics work.
I wish they do that.
I mean, that's... Nah.
They do it with books.
Yeah, when I say about like the Star Trek movie, they had a retcon in essentially the new Star Trek movie.
I mean, the thing is,
why don't they do
it? But they did it well. Because,
think about that. You have an established character, you're going to just throw that away? That's just not, like, I mean...
It's getting rid of money.
It's the end of the story.
But there is no end of a story in a comic. It's serialized. It goes on forever.
It's the end of the story.
But there is no...
Make a new character, new story.
People don't like new characters. Yeah. People like old characters.
Ah, maybe that's my problem. I don't like comic book nerds.
I think that there's never been a character that, like, do you want James Bond to end? Like, James Bond should never end.
I don't care. I don't really like James Bond.
I love James Bond.
James Bond's
already dead. I'm mad that they're probably never going to make another
movie. If that was it, I'm okay with that. Like, but, let it be, but let that it be nostalgic.
That character should never end, is what I'm saying. Like,
why not?
He's a fun character to get into adventures. And there's been 5 different James Bonds. 6, maybe.
No. And several of those were not very good.
Right, but a lot of them were.
But in the sense, that character should, like, it makes sense that he keeps going. Like, it's neat.
Yeah, I disagree.
Like, I'm excited for the new Sherlock Holmes movie that comes out.
Yeah, I like that. But, anyway. All right, we've gone long enough.
Yeah, that's at the end?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this the end?
Yeah, I think this is the end.
Is this the end
of Zombie Shakespeare? all right, guys.
Tune in next week.
Yeah, tune in next week when we
organ grinder.
Fist each other.
Yeah. Maybe we'll bring Oregon Rider back.
Nice. All right, see you guys.
Bye. You let them live so close to you. You're yourself.